Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing closing grain comments for Friday, January 5th. Not a whole lot of change from the overnight settlements. We had March corn moving from a quarter cent lower overnight to a quarter cent higher, finishing the day at 351 and a quarter. Weak export sales, 101,000 versus estimates of between 600,000 and 1.2 million. That's a marketing year low, and down 91% from the four-week average. I guess that weakness was offset by some fund short covering, and corn was able to finish the week up a half cent. So the funds, as of this afternoon's report from Tuesday's numbers, short 198,000 contracts of corn, so lightening up that short position by about 8,000 contracts during the week. Taking a look at wheat, we've got March Chicago wheat finishing down 3.25 cents at 430 and a quarter. That's where it was to finish the overnight session. Chicago wheat finishing up 3.75 cents on the week. Kansas City March finishing the day down 2.25 cents, about 0.75 cents higher than the overnight close, finishing at 437 and a half. That's up 10.25 cents on the week. And we had Minneapolis March finishing down a penny at 626 and three quarters, but up 12 cents on the week. Commitment of traders shows that the funds are now short 128,000 contracts of Chicago wheat as of Tuesday, lightened up their short position to the tune of about 17,000 contracts over the course of the week. And in Kansas City, short 29,000, that position about 5,000 less than last week as well. So again, some pretty dismal export sales this morning, 131,000. That was versus estimates of between 250 and 550,000, and that's down 76% on the four-week average. So those weak export sales may be offset a little bit by the fund short covering as we head into next Friday's USDA report. Algeria did tender for some wheat. Stories are that they may have bought up to 400,000 tons of soft red wheat from France and Argentina. Again, the U.S. not involved in those sales. Taking a look at beans, we've got March finishing up 3 cents at 970 and three quarters. That's just a quarter cent higher than the overnight trade, and up 9 cents on the week. Commitment of Traders report just released shows the fund short 85,000 contracts of beans, adding about 16,000 contracts from last week's short position of 69,000. Export sales were also a marketing year low in the beans today, 560,000 tons. That's versus estimates of between 400,000 and 1.3 million metric tons. That's down 64% on the four-week average. Some of the gains in the beans caused by some dryness in Argentina, and this is also slowing down the crush rate there, so some of that demand moving to Brazil and the U.S. Weather in South America looking dry over the next 5 to 7 days in Argentina, and then in the longer term there are some rain forecasts. We will have to see how those weather forecasts are adjusted on Sunday night. That will pretty much direct the market heading into next week. Brazil's December soybean exports, a record 2.356 million metric tons. That was three times more than last year's. Again, showing that some of this demand here moving away from the U.S. and towards Brazil. We will see how those numbers may be affected on next week's report. And outside markets, we've got the dollar up 14 points at 91.72. Crude oil down 45 cents a barrel at 61.56. We've got the stock market finishing up over 200 points at 25,295. And you got gold slightly lower, down 60 cents an ounce at $1,321.10 an ounce. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a great weekend.